Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Well, hello. This is Audrey B., your professional life coach, better known as Audrey Blake. And welcome. No, you don't change that dial. You're on the right show. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Dr. Walker is traveling right now, and so I've been invited to be the guest host for tonight's show. And we are really looking forward to having an awesome, awesome show tonight. And definitely we also will have our wonderful co-host joining us momentarily. So we are just so looking forward to having everybody on the show. Okay, do we have our co-host? I'm checking with our switchboard right now to see if we have our regular co-host on the line. Are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Awesome. Great.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. So, Ms. Audrey, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, I previously did help co-host this wonderful show, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. As some of you may have heard at the introduction, I am Audrey B. Life Coach. That is my profession. I am a certified professional life coach. I just enjoy helping people be their best self. And, of course, I get a reward from it because I learn a lot from my clients. The best way to be able to reach me, if you like a coaching session, I do give one complimentary coaching session. If you mention you've heard me on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, is you can just give me a call at 770-866-2162. Again, that's 770-866-2162. And I really don't want to do a commercial, but I do want to let you know that I do have some books out. One is called Dying to Wake Up. It is currently an ebook on Amazon. And I've been probably saying this for a while that I am going to have it published into a hard or soft cover. Well, that is in the works even as I speak. And I'm also the author of Dying to Wake Up. I guess that's enough, Josh.
From sunny South Florida at the illustrious Florida Memorial University. I'm transitioning to my senior year, so I'm ready to graduate college finally. So we have a lot of great things going on, and Dr. Walker's on his internship traveling for law school. So we all are doing great things right now.
Awesome. That is just so awesome. Congratulations to you, because that definitely is not an easy task. People take it for granted, but going to college is not easy. And I just applaud you for your accomplishment. Could you tell me a little bit about what you might have in mind doing when you finish?
I really want to work for the company called iHeartMedia. They're based in San Antonio, but they have a branch in Miramar, Florida. So that's my first go-to post-graduation. And if that doesn't work out, I'll more than likely move back to Georgia.
Okay. Well, Georgia's a good state. I actually, my business is based out of Columbus, Ohio, but as well as Atlanta, as you can tell by the number. Well, I just look forward to us having an awesome, awesome show tonight. Are you excited about the show tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Well, momentarily we're going to go straight to tonight's story and tonight's topic. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. And we just look forward to you giving your input. We do want to start off by reminding you that the opinions expressed on this show are simply that, opinions, and it does not take the place of a licensed professional. And so just keep that in mind. We love for you to participate. You can either text your messages to 770-866-2162, or you can simply press 1 and be live for the rest of the world to hear. Press 1 on your dial pad, and our studio will bring you in on the line. Okay, so we are just looking forward to having a wonderful show tonight. So let's just go to our story for tonight. Momentarily here, just bear with me as the studio gives it to me. All right. The name of tonight's show, or the topic for tonight's show, is Could Someone Be Addicted to Love? Could someone be addicted to love? What do you think about that topic? Please tell me your name, Joshua, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Joshua, I'm getting older.
It's okay. But being addicted to love, we spoke on this briefly for our callers that are tuning in for this week's show that I spoke on last week, that I said people can be addicted to love because love is somewhat a challenge to a certain extent, and some people may fall in love with the challenge. So it may not be, their heart may not be wholeheartedly into the fact that they are trying to achieve the love. It's the challenge of getting what they want or getting the person to cooperate inside the relationship the way that they would like to. So it just depends on which way that you look at it, in my perspective. What about you, Ms. Audrey?
Well, you know, addicted to love. When I first heard the topic, I was like, is it love? What exactly are they addicted to? Is it the actual love thing or addicted to the person and the feelings that they have with love? It's going to be interesting to hear our guests who call in and get their take on whether or not people are addicted to love. Definitely we're going to have to see. But everything's possible. I really believe that with all my heart. And having said that, go straight to tonight's story and tell you tonight's story that we are talking about. Okay, tonight's story. Are you ready for tonight's story?
Yes, ma'am.
Joshua? Okay, I remembered your name this time. Your name is very important. It's a powerful name, actually. Okay, well, tonight's story is about Vicki, Wallace, and Xavier. So we hear about three people. That sounds interesting already to me. So Vicki is a single mom with two teenage children, and she was recently divorced for the second time. After only 4 years of marriage to Wallace. So she was previously married to Wallace, which is a man she met on her job. Wallace happens not to be the father of her children. So Wallace and Vicki dated for nearly a year before moving in together, and then they finally got married. Excuse me. Approximately 5 weeks after her final decree of marriage to Wallace, just 5 weeks in, Vicki met Xavier at a bar and immediately started a relationship with him. Now, this has basically been her pattern since her early teenage years. It appears that Vicki can't stand to be alone and has an obvious addiction to being in love with someone. In this case, in less than 3 weeks of her dating Xavier, this is the new guy, she is already telling him how much she loves him. Xavier, on the other hand, has yet to say it back to Vicki because he feels that it's just been too soon to even consider being in love. This, of course, bothers Vicki. It's now at a point, after 2 months, that Xavier has backed off a little in seeing her and expressing his feelings toward her. She's not happy about that at all with his behavior and insists that he must be involved with somebody else. So she cries insanely over the phone when she tells Xavier that he's not going to see her. When Xavier tells her, that is, that he's not going to see her for a few days, she just cries. And he needs time to think over things because she's moving faster than he desires. Her barrage of questions to him has now completely turned him off. And he recently told her that he thinks it would be best if they break it off. Vicky is not having it because she feels after coming on to her and ultimately sleeping with her that he now has used her. So she has begun stalking him by showing up at his apartment unannounced, at his job. He's afraid of her as he tells her that she's madly in love with him. He does not understand how she could have gotten to this point, but he does not want anything to do with her anymore. Her teenage children are embarrassed over how their mother behaves and think she's obsessed with men. She has gotten therapy on a number of occasions, but this has not seemed to help at all. She's been told on several occasions that she appears to have an addiction to love. And, of course, she's in denial about this. So, Joshua, tonight's questions for tonight's show are, could it simply be that Vicky has not met the right man? Could Vicky really have an addiction to love? And then what is an addiction to love? And how could someone possibly be addicted to love? And what, if anything, would you tell Vicky about stalking Xavier? And what, if anything, would you tell Vicky about taking time for herself before getting involved with someone too soon? So we have a lot to discuss tonight. Did you get all
yes,
that,
we
Joshua?
Do. Yes, ma'am,
oh,
I did.
Oh, my. I
but
love
I know
this
for
situation.
Starters, I do,
yes.
too. This is going to be a topic that, yeah, she'll roll over into next week's. But honestly, I feel in this situation that she did move a little too fast, and I don't blame the gentleman situation because they were only 5 weeks in. Now, they did rush into things depending upon what type of personality you have with even laying down with each other and partaking in intercourse. So that may have increased her feelings towards him, especially after that. And then for him to just pull out all in all, saying, going cold turkey, I don't even want to deal with you anymore. And now she's stalking him because she thought, hey, I thought this is what you wanted. I thought we were going through with this. But she was a little too aggressive. So is that a big problem on – I'm trying to figure out, so who's in the wrong right now?
Oh, wow, who's in the wrong? I tell you. Well, let's explore that because really – they both, I think when there's a relationship, there's two people that have responsibility. You know, there's this tendency when there's some kind of breakup or something. And that's probably, before we bear too far off of tonight's show, can we stick a little pin in that and make sure we come back to it, Joshua?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I think that's an important question that you asked there. But let's look at, I'd like to ask you one question, our very first question. May I address that to you if you don't mind?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, could it simply be that Vicky has not met the right man? You know, has Vicky been in therapy, and they have told her that she has an addiction to love. But could it simply be that Vicky has not met the right man? And explain your answer, please.
That she didn't meet the right man because if she did, the same feelings that she's putting out into the universe would be reciprocated. Now, again, this goes back to the she was may have moved too fast because she could have met the right man but then scared him away by not holding back the true feelings but a few of her feelings. She could have played the game – well, not the game. She could have played her feelings to a different role instead of just, hey, I want you, nobody else. We've been in this 5 weeks. I'm in love. Because nobody wants to be sprung with the L word as being love in 5 weeks, to my knowledge.
Okay. Could you say that again? You said nobody wants to hear the L word in 5 weeks. But don't people want to be loved, Joshua?
But to be in love, like I'm in love with you, I'm up to the point where it's obsession, that's kind of creepy. That wouldn't scare you off inside.
Oh, yes, it would. Yes, it would. It's just like when people say after a month, I want to marry you. What?
Yeah, I heard that before.
Wow. So if you ask me, let's say, and we are just reminding you, if you want to call in and press 1 on our switchboard, we certainly want to get your take on the matter. Very important because you make the show, so we are available. So just if you just press one on the switchboard, and we'll be glad to bring you in on this wonderful conversation that's going on right now. Well, I tell you, I don't think it's that she just hasn't met the right man. I do agree with you also, Joshua, that, you know, the problem lies deeper than who she meets. And oftentimes people want to blame their problems on the persons that they're in relationships with, when actually they need to turn the mirror around and look at the man or woman in the mirror.
I agree.
Yes, yes. Well, we're going to, definitely please just keep on. We would love to hear from you. Let's go on to another part, another question. Now, could Vicky really have an addiction to love? And I know you had some thoughts on that at the top of the show, so I'd love for you to take this on.
Miss Audrey, I wouldn't say that she's addicted to love. I'm leaning more towards that she's addicted to having someone there for her. Now, it doesn't have to be all sexually, and it doesn't have to be mentally. Just the fact that she has the reassurance to know, hey, I have somebody to lean back on. Not saying to put the blame on the person for anything, but just to say, hey, he's there when I need him. And when that comes about, depending upon the situation she was going through in her life, he had been her Superman at that point in time. So for him to be there to comfort her, depending upon what's going on, she may have saw him in a different light, that he may have reciprocated the same feelings that she had for him. And then when she told him, I love you, and he wasn't quite there yet, it may have, I wouldn't say scared her, but made her reconsider, what can I do to make him feel the same way I feel about him? And then that's probably where she scared him away by going a little bit harder than what she was already doing.
Now, let's look back on a pattern here that they talked about, you know, that she has. Now, she married her husband, Wallace, after just knowing him a year. What do you think about that? And she was recently divorced at that time.
I don't know, because maybe she's not addicted to love. That's why I said maybe she's more addicted to just having someone instead of saying she's addicted to love.
And
because it's a big difference
in
having someone. Yes, because there's a difference between having someone to be around and actually being in love. And maybe to a certain extent, if she fell for a man in 5 weeks and she was just divorced recently, then maybe she's more into lust, loving lust than love.
Could be. Well, you know, there's a thing called codependency. Excuse me. Have you heard much about that?
No, ma'am.
Well, codependency, and it has some multiple meanings. Some people think codependency is an individual who constantly must be helping someone else. But there's also another factor of that, and you psychologists out there that are listening, because I only had a bachelor's, can feel free to call in and chime in. There's another factor when people feel like they cannot be alone. They just, for whatever reason, have not, as I put in my book, and I'm not trying to do a shameless plug, but my book is Falling in Love with Me. They have not fallen in love with themselves. So they feel like they need to have somebody else in their lives to validate them. And really, Vicky seems to have that need. I mean, it says here, from what I've seen with the situation, that she was recently divorced, and that was for the second time after only 4 years of marriage. And then she met this new guy. So then she married him. Boom. And then next thing you know, she sees somebody else as eye candy. Yeah. Right.
See?
So tell me this. You're a male. So let's talk a little bit more about when women tell men they're in love, how soon is too soon?
Normally, I'm going to speak for me, I'm more of the person who has to say it first compared to women, because most women are more reserved about the L word, and even to the fact of getting in a relationship, they kind of depend upon the guy to initiate a lot of things. So for someone to tell me, hey, I'm in love with you and we've been dating for within a month or two, I'm going to be like, you love me? What do you love about me? What do you? Not to say that you don't know me, but you only know so much. We're still on that the prerequisites. You don't know the full trial right now. We're still on the trial and error stage with this relationship. So between 2 to 3 months, 4 to 5 months, there shouldn't be any L words. Well, the love word shouldn't be floating around in the relationship for me.
Okay, and I think that's very smart. Now, can there be any type of love in that short time frame? I mean, can they possibly have something, some type of level of love?
The more you deal with someone, I feel as if you grow a bond with them, which will create more tendencies of love or caring feelings. But as far as to be in depth saying, I love you, I love this, like, I may love your hair that day, I may love your outfit, but as far as we fully committing to say every day or a ritual that I love you too type of thing, we should stick to more I like you, because if by saying I love you, that's opening more doors for more responsibilities and expectations inside that relationship. So love is a tricky word.
Absolutely.
Inside of a relationship.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times people talk about love, you know, way before they're ready to really, they don't even know the person. I mean, my whole thing is, how are you going to talk about loving somebody when you don't even know them?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. We could stay on this all night, because I've seen this happen so frequently. And unfortunately, it sounds like Vicky really has this need for self-assurance. Well, if you just tuned in to us, you're live, you're tuning in live with the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. So no, don't change that dial. You do have the correct station, the correct show. I'm Audrey B., life coach, and I am the, I guess you could say, special substitute co-host for tonight, and I am on the air live with a wonderful co-host, Joshua. And we're talking about the topic of being addicted to love. You know, people are addicted to a lot of things. They're addicted to sugar. They're addicted to drugs, unfortunately. They're addicted to sex. But what about being addicted to love? I mean, we hear it all the time. The world needs more love. We need to be loving and kind. But what happens when you become addicted to love? If you're just joining us tonight, just to bring you a quick synopsis of tonight's situation, the story for tonight, we have a young lady by the name of Vicky, a single mom with two teenage children, recently divorced for the second time after only 4 years of marriage to Wallace, which is a man she met on her job. She's now, as we used to say back in the day, digging on Xavier, or feeling Xavier. I don't know. What do y'all say now, Joshua?
liking, the same terms.
Oh, okay. Liking Xavier. So she likes Xavier, and she has quickly fallen for Xavier in just a matter of 2 months. Well, really, it was just a few weeks, actually. She started saying the L word, I love you. And now he's like, whoa, whoa, let's back off. He asked her to take some time away because he needs to just kind of back off. He saw she was getting too serious too soon, and now she is stalking him. So, Joshua, let's talk about stalking. How do you feel about stalking, and what constitutes stalking?
Okay, stalking, it's not appropriate, it's not acceptable, and it should not be done. Let's just clear the air with anybody who's interested in stalking. But stalking is basically showing up to someone's place of work, their residence, anything that they're not aware of you, your appearance. Because who wants to just be popped up on, like, hey, checking what you're doing? Because first of all, for me being a male, if you get a pop-up check like that, something's wrong. You did something. You're in trouble when you get off of work, or when you figure out what's going on. So I don't agree with that one, man. I'm sorry, Ms. Audrey. That's a whole nother topic right there, popping up on people.
I was just about to ask you about that, and we probably need to do a show about that. Because, I mean, is it okay to pop up if you're dating, or only it's only a taboo if you're not dating?
I wouldn't agree. We have to put some laws on that one. We got to call them laws. For this one. Now, I don't feel as if you're in a relationship, you should bring the problems. It may not even be a problem, but bring certain things to the workplace, because that's still someone's source of income. So regardless if you may have did a nice gesture at work for your significant other, others may see it as inappropriate, and that's building the tab basically on the person who works. Who knows what they had? They may have been late, 10 minutes late that day, and you come in with balloons, or you come in with an aggressive attitude towards him wanting to discuss something that shouldn't be discussed at work. Now he's in the hot seat, or she's in the hot seat. Now they're in jeopardy of losing their job. So a little situation that could have been handled when they got off work, or later on, it could have been solved through a phone call. Not, I wouldn't say a text, because that we know that doesn't go anywhere. But it could have been handled in a different way and got solved, instead of, hey, I'm going to pop up at your job because I'm mad right now, and we're going to talk about this right now. No, we're adults. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, wow. But now I'm gonna play devil's advocate a little bit here.
Okay.
Now, let's look at this thing. I'm going to take a different stand. Poor little Vicky. Poor Vicky. All Vicky wants is some love, you know? And here Vicky has told this man, she's been honest, she's not trying to play him. She's like, I love you. I don't have to wait 4 months to say the L word. I love you. And then he tells her that she needs space. Now, Vicky wants love. She is already hook, line, and sinker. She has fallen. She has already in too deep. And so the man's like, oh, no, I'm back in office. And so Vicky is like, oh, my goodness, he won't talk to me. He won't take my calls. I got to go to his job. How else am I going to communicate? What should she do?
Okay, first of all, Vicky should have spent more time not falling in love and figuring out actually what did the guy want from her throughout the whole relationship. Because after 5 weeks, the L word shouldn't have scared him to the point of, I have to step back, I don't want to deal with you no more, if he already had intentions on being with you. It doesn't matter the amount of time. It could have been 8 months. It could have been 2 years. But to say I love you, then automatically the brakes are being pumped, that should have been a red flag for Ms. Vicky right there. So to further elaborate and show up at, you know, his house or his job unannounced, trying to explain her portion of the feelings, it's not going to be beneficial, because obviously he didn't want the same thing. Because honestly, for a male to hear I love you from the woman, it's a reassurance. Okay, I'm doing something right for her to love me, especially those slip-ups, I love you, like, ooh, did you grab your mouth? Like, I wasn't supposed to say that. So those are the type of things some people look forward to. But for her, Ms. Vicky, she should have did a synopsis on what the guy actually wanted from her.
Okay. The switchboard is telling me we do have a caller on the line. We thank you. We want to bring in our caller. We have 2920 on the line. 2920. Would you please tell us your name and tell us what's on your mind?
My name is Dennis.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mr. Dennis?
I'm all right.
Great.
Yes, for a woman to say that to a man that she loves him does most of the time mean he's doing something right that she likes. But that love word can scare a man if it comes too soon, because it can be, I'm going to say, dominating, a dominating factor that, you know, what is it that she loves so much? You know, the question was asked a while ago, how soon is too soon? A month and a half in is a little soon. 2 months could be soon. But I do believe that within 6 months, you know, a couple knowing each other could get married. But it should be a conversation that is talked, and you find out what the other person wants and what the other person likes, and to see if you all are compatible. But if it's only one-sided, it's not going to work well.
Thank you so much, Dennis. And I think you said something that is key. As a life coach, one of the things I say to people, and I've learned personally, communication, having a Joshua, you touched on this too, having a good understanding of what the expectations are. So do you think there were different expectations? I'd like to hear the take from both Dennis and Joshua on that. Joshua, are you there?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I thought you were speaking to Mr. Dennis.
Yeah. It didn't seem like she had too much expectation. She was looking for love. And I hope she was looking for love in all the right places. Joshua seemed like he was just looking for companionship, dating, nothing permanent yet. So he was looking to me like looking for a good time and somebody to talk to, somebody to spend his time with, but not get have a commitment.
And to elaborate on what Mr. Dennis said, basically I would have to agree he was looking for companionship, and maybe at the time his expectations of dating were completely different from Vicky's. Maybe that 5 weeks compared to the 6 months, like we're saying, to say it's okay to say I love you, may have been more of his range. So for a person who's looking, like Mr. Dennis said, to have a companionship, someone who's just going to be there until you build up the bond that creates love between two people, then he was put on the front street of, ooh, she loves me already. And it may have been more negative compared to being a positive, because they were only so fresh in what they were doing. But we still have to include all of the excess. How did he make Miss Vicky feel? What was he doing to Miss Vicky to make her feel this type of way? Was he leading her on to the point of, you know what I'm saying? It's a two-party position when it comes to relationships. So that's what I had to say.
Absolutely.
Who's at fault in the long run?
Oh, wow.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, go ahead, Dina. Yes.
Did I hear earlier that they had sexual relations in there?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dennis.
Yeah. And,
well,
and that'll do it every time, right?
What's that old saying? If you get the milk free, why buy the cow?
Hey,
that's still the saying. Good point. These are great. I want to ask both of you from the male perspective. Women out there listening, or people with daughters, raising daughters listening, what is important in a relationship? When you meet a man, tell your daughter, your sister, that's important to set the tone for the relationship.
Who's this to, Ms. Audrey?
Please. I wanted to address it a little bit because I have a daughter. And a man that has a daughter needs to teach a daughter what to expect, or teach her what to expect from a man. Don't let that man be overbearing, you know, to how some men are. All they want is sex and go. And if she's free with her body, you know, she's going to get hurt. But, you know, a man needs to explain it to his daughter so she can understand and be on the lookout for those who want to take advantage of him.
Great advice. Joshua, you're a young man. What's your perspective?
I would have to say, for the female role dealing with males, that the way you start is the way you're going to finish, honestly. So if in the beginning you guys are just hanging out, doing whatever, you know, just having a good time, that's going to be the basis of the relationship. Now, if you come into the relationship with set standards, set goals, and set outcomes, then the guy either is going to step up or he's going to fall. So it makes kind of life easier on them, unless you're dealing with a guy who Mr. Walker would say, does whatever it takes to get what he wants. Then that from there, you got to notice that as well. If a guy does everything you ask, come on, what guy is really perfect in this world? So that it's just red flags about the situation. So if I don't have a daughter or any kids in general, but if I were to later on in life have one, I would tell her basically, do what, not too much of what you would want to, because you can't control anybody, especially children. And I know the daddy issues, he was controlling, didn't let me do anything. So I would just let her know that people will play to your weakness. Whatever your weakness mm-hmm. is, they will find out, and they will play to it. So you have to be all around secure with yourself, love yourself first before you love anybody else, because that's a tendency mm-hmm. nowadays. So make sure you love yourself, you're comfortable in yourself, and you know what you want from your life. Nope, do not let anyone deter you from what you want to do to please or complete a situation. There we go.
Okay. This is really great information, excellent information. Great comment. Definitely those of you who are listening in, please feel free to press 1 on your dial pad, and our studio will bring you in live for the whole world to hear. Don't be shy. And also those of you who would like to text your comments, text it to me at 770-866-2162. Again, at 770-862-162. Just checking to see if we're coming in. But definitely, this is great. Now, we are, again, if you join us live, and we do have a few people joining us through videos, we're talking about Vicky, who is a woman who appears to be addicted to love. She's been married twice. Her for that at all, but the fact is that marriage didn't work out either, and now she's jumped in another relationship. How important, what if anything, would you tell Vicky about time for herself before becoming involved with someone so soon? I'd like to get Dennis's opinion on that, and then anybody else that'd like to chime in, please either text me or press 1 on your keypad. Dennis, what would you tell Vicky about taking time for herself before becoming involved with someone so soon?
I would tell her to get some counseling, talk with somebody, maybe a lady. And I say that because I wouldn't want her to think that I'm being negative or putting her down or even trying to take advantage of her. I wouldn't want her to feel bad, but I would want her to get the opinion from another female that may have been through it, that may have been taught, that may be a counselor that can help her through that, because, you know, to me, she's headed toward pain constantly.
Okay, thank you very much for that. That's excellent, excellent advice. Joshua, what's your take on it? Josh, are you with us? Okay, we seem to be having just a bit technical difficulty, but we're definitely still on the line and we're live. This is Audrey B., Life Coach. If you've tuned in, you just tuned in live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to try to bring Joshua back on the line momentarily. But I'll just go ahead in the meantime while our switchboard is dealing with that. I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about what I, as a female, would tell her, because sometimes we learn some hot not lessons in life, and one of the things that I tell people is before you love anyone else, you cannot truly even receive love from anyone else to the fullest degree unless you learn to love yourself. Sometimes you might say, well, what does that have to do with somebody loving me? Because if you don't love yourself first, if you don't value who you are and love yourself, you will find out that when people give you the love that you deserve, you won't feel deserving of it. You'll be suspicious of it. You'll start wondering, why are they being so nice to me? What are they up to? Why do they give me those roses? You know, even paranoia can set in. Or you just may feel like, oh, wow. You may feel like you have to prove something to them because they're just simply loving you. Love is a free gift. Those of us who love God, God freely loves us. It doesn't come with, well, you do this first, and then I'll love you. You know, I just love you. And it sounds to me like Vicky in the story really, really is searching for love. And unfortunately, not in the right places. It's so important to take the time out to make sure that you value who you are and know yourself. And then really question, and Dr. Walker has said numerous times, and I agree with him so much, it's important that you give yourself some space and you really go deep into your own world and find out how to the demise of the last relationship. You know, and Dennis, are you still with us?
Yes.
Oh, great. One of the things, have a situation where people, they get out of one relationship, go back to another person that's almost the same?
Yes. They seem to attract the same type of people.
That is.
I said they seem to attract the same type of people.
Okay. Seem to attract the same type of people, but why do you think they are attracting the same person? You have any clue or any thoughts on why they may be attracting the same type of person over and over again?
It just fits their bill. They look for certain things, and a lot of times it's not the right thing, but they keep looking for it. And that's what they find. If somebody's going to pay a little attention to them, they say, oh, yeah, this is good, and it may not be good.
Right. Thank you so much for those comments.
Miss Audrey?
Go ahead. Yes?
Now, I know we talked about the woman, Audrey, and then on the other hand, it would be unfair not to talk about the man. And
absolutely.
And if I had a son, no, I actually do have a son, that I taught him how to treat a woman, you know, not to
very
take advantage.
Different.
Right. And if we as men don't teach our sons how to treat like their sisters and their mothers, when they grow up, they're going to mistreat those that they come in contact. And that's unfair to the women.
Right. So it's so important then. And the other thing about it, men have part of the responsibility as well. We frequently talk about the woman, but then the gentleman in this story, tonight's story, I actually admire him. Xavier realized that Vicky was going in too deep, too fast. It obviously wasn't what he wants at this time, and he was man enough to say, you know, let's just back off and give this some more space. What do you think about that, Dennis?
I think that that's very good. And even though he did it, there's a way of doing it that it wouldn't hurt her so badly, because she just expected him to be there through all what she's taking him through, and that's not the case that, you know, should be. But I'm glad that he stepped up, because if he didn't, she would have been even more critical of what was going on.
Because she was, but she said she was feeling used. That's something I never fully understood, and that's a whole other show of why would she feel used when, you know, in this situation. I just don't get it.
Right.
But she started crying for her that told him that she felt that he was using her.
That's probably the sexual relations that they had, and she probably felt like some women, if you have sex with me, then, you know, we are a couple and exclusive.
Wow.
And that's not always true.
It definitely is not. And I hope that the single female or those who may be separated or going through divorce or divorce are listening, because that's why it's so important not to be, you know, giving it up so fast, because you end up feeling used.
Right.
It's really not fair to blame. That's just my opinion. Okay. Just as
I
said, please express it. Please go ahead, Dennis.
No, I said I agree with that.
It's really sad. I really, from a life coach standpoint, I find Vicky's situation a little saddening to me. If I actually were coaching her, one of the things I want to say, Vicky, let's not even focus on Xavier. Let's not focus on Wallace. Let's do what we call, I had something in my cleaning out the closet. And it really sounds like she needs to clean out her emotional closet. There are a lot of people that have a lot of stuff still in their closet, and they just keep buying more new clothes and trying to pile it up on top of all of the junk they already are carrying around. But, of course, that's another show. Okay, well, we're definitely having, we're actually having more and more callers and on the line. We do, okay, the switchboard is telling me for some reason we run into a little bit of technical, but we certainly do applaud and thank those who are joining us. Other mediums such as Facebook Live and Periscope. And so thank you. You're calling in tonight. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Audrey B., a life coach, actually subbing in for him tonight. So we're going to pull some of our folks back in on the show. But we're running into. But we were really talking about the whole subject of being addicted to love. And there are those who are addicted to love, and it's not necessarily always a lady. We have a female right now, and she actually was falling in love, got too soon. I have never had anyone tell you, it's particularly the men that are listening, because you all know how you think, and I think it's important for females to understand. If you've ever and say to you, don't get caught up. You might be having what you think is a great relationship. You're happy. He's seeing you a lot. He's spending a lot of time with you. But you do not get caught up. That, to me, is a clear warning sign that he doesn't love you, that he's just in it for fun. And don't get caught up, or you're going to get hurt. If you let your heart get in that thing, hook, line, and sinker. You're just trying to pull someone in on a call coming into the studio. So for those of you listening in, could you possibly tell me what your thoughts are on that. And Joshua, I'm not sure, we're trying to bring him back up on the line. We'll see quite soon if we are able to co-host. We did have some technical difficulties happen.
Miss Audrey.
Are you on the line, Joshua?
Yes, ma'am. I am sorry, you guys. My phone completely died on me. I was driving.
No worries. No worries at all. I knew we'd get you back.
Thank you so much.
So, no worries at all. Things happen and we just flow. We have about 7 minutes left on our show. So would you like to give thoughts? I was talking a lot about the whole issue of what would you tell Vicky?
I would tell Vicky that slow it down, keep the good faith that she has, but just slow it down. The whole process of dealing with men, just slow it down.
Okay, slow it down. Okay, and why do you think it's important that she does that?
Because we don't want to have the same repeat. She gets too deep involved and thinks this could be in her next relationship, possibly. So just to save her some time and heartache, because that's really the main factor, just how she feels afterwards and her actions after the situation. So just slow down, make better decisions, and just watch the person that you want to be in love with. Watch their actions towards you.
Absolutely. You know, Maya Angelou said something that I quote, rest her soul, and it says, believe people when they show you who they are. And I always like to add to that, they always show you who they are. Every time. I think a lot of times as women, we're talkers, we yap, 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 yap. But if we just do more listening on that first and second and third date, we will learn where is this brother coming from and where is he coming from.
Yes, Miss Audrey, I believe a lot more women will open their eyes to a lot of guys do.
Right, and the other thing I offer, and you know, I say it a lot in my book, Falling in Love with Me. Believe guys when they tell you something. I've learned this sometimes the hard way, but if a man tells you something in the very beginning. It does not matter, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, Joshua, but it does not matter what he says afterwards that makes you think differently. Remember what he says. So if he says, I'm not looking for a relationship, it doesn't matter how much time he spends with you, how much fun you have, how many gifts he brought you. If he says he's not looking for a relationship, he's not looking for one.
That's true.
What are your thoughts, Joshua?
That's true, Ms. Audrey, because a lot of times people may say they're not interested in a relationship. Then we start getting to know them, their personality, and they start to express feelings towards us. And then we think that we're moving towards a relationship. But in all honesty, the person, they never forgot what they said, and they're going to stick to their guns about not being in a relationship. And then there's going to be the what are we stage, you know, everybody gets there, what are we doing? And then here comes the misunderstandings. I thought we were just so good, but now we're running into this brick wall of I still don't want to be in that relationship with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things, and it just takes me back to an old song. It's not a gospel song, but it's a decent song. James Ingram used to sing the song probably way before your time, Joshua. I don't have the heart. And I always thought that was such a deep song because it's about a man who is looking at this woman with eyes of compassion, but he's just like, I can tell you're in love with me, but I don't have the heart to love you the way you want me to, you know, and I always thought that.
You got to listen to that song, Miss Audrey.
Oh, it's deep. It's called I Don't Have the Heart by James Ingram. And because I love music. And basically, it's true. And it's such a touching song, but it's sad at the same time because he's like, you're so trusting and open, hoping that love will start, but I don't have the heart to love you. And you could just hear the passion and the compassion in his voice that I've got to let you go because I don't love you like that. And the same goes for guys. I know personally, you know, I'm actually still in my dating stage at my age because I've been divorced. And, you know, if you come across a guy that really likes you, but you tell him straight up that we're going to only be friends. And they think, well, if I buy you enough, if I do enough, if I call you enough, you'll change your mind. No, I really won't.
Yes, ma'am.
So we got to listen to what people say. Well, we're coming up on 2 minutes and 14 seconds before our show ends. This has just been an awesome show, and I think that we definitely need to talk with Dr. Walker about having a part two to this show, because we've had some really deep topics. With our last 2 minutes, would you just take maybe a minute, Joshua, not putting you on the spot, but to just give us some closing remarks about this whole situation or advice to people listening?
Well, advice to people listening, make sure you guys go and tune in to next week's live airing. It starts at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. But other than that, as far as relationships, we're going to learn from Vicky's mistakes or her stalkerish ways, I might say, that we should not move too fast when it comes to dealing with other people and their own intentions as well. Everybody has an agenda, regardless is cohesive to yours. Everybody has an agenda. So take the time out to know who you're dealing with, who you're falling in love with, who you're giving your spirituality to, because you're still explaining yourself and you're still getting to know somebody. So you have to take as much time as possible and listen to what they're saying, to every word.
That is so awesome. That's excellent. Excellent. I definitely am in total agreement with those statements. You really do need to take time out and don't rush. You know, some feel we have to rush, but take your time. And prayer helps too, because God has a way. If you're a believer in, seek his face, because he will show you every time. He'll have signs, stoplights. He'll have that stop sign just drop right smack dab in front of your face and say, ah! You know. And so just listen. That's the thing that I am still learning to do more of, both as a life coach and just a woman that's dating. Listen. Well, thank you again for calling in to the Jesse Walker Show Live. Tune in next week and be blessed and have a great rest of your week. Thanks again. So this ends tonight's show. Joshua, thank you for co-hosting with me or allowing me. And Dr. Walker, thank you for allowing me to co-host the show tonight.